The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is allocating $2.4 million on top of congressional spending this year for dredging the Red River. The J. Bennett Johnston Waterway Navigation Project received the additional funds for operation and maintenance. The head of the Red River Waterway Commission, Ken Guidry, says the funding is critical to keep companies operating at the Port of Cadobozier and the Alexandria Port.
The economic development work that's going on along the river, the cool planets, if you will, the Bentlers up in Cadobozier, those kinds of projects seem to be in the pipeline all the time. So from an economic development standpoint, the progress that's been made in the short 20-plus years has been phenomenal.
The waterway's funding for this year, $10.7 million in all, will keep the locks and dams open at all times. It also will keep the navigation channel 9 feet deep. Captain Thomas Murphy is president of the Cadobozier Port Commission. He says any delays for barge traffic will drive up costs.
The expense of getting the cargo here in and out is operating 24/7, 365. And we've got to match that with services. And without those services, we lose customers.
Guidry says the additional funding is simply to keep the status quo, ensuring the Red River is open to barge traffic. He says it doesn't provide for building projects or recreation plans along the river. Blake Cooper is the head of the Alexandria Port.
The Red River is a phenomenal asset to, you know, Shreveport, Alexandria, and beyond. Certainly when companies are coming in, they're looking at barge. Logistically, barges are less expensive per ton than your traditional modes of transportation like rail and truck transportation.
One state over in Mississippi, the Corps will direct more than $5 million in additional funds for dredging channels in that state.